You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Hey, thank you, Kira O'Brien. Welcome once again to the news you missed. We start this morning in Washington, where the Supreme Court shut down the Biden administration's planned vaccine mandate. That mandate of companies with more than 100 employees, saying that it was beyond the scope of OSHA's powers, because that was going to be the enforcement agency. They upheld the mandate for the healthcare workers because that was in the power of the Health and Human Services Secretary, who mandated that one. Now, no word on how these rulings are expected to impact that Build Back Better plan that's going to require public buildings to have monoclonal antibody drinking fountains. We're not sure how they do that, but it's in the bill. Kanye West, we just talked about him. He's been charged with battery in Los Angeles. Details somewhat scarce, but the incident apparently happened at a private nightclub at 3:30 in the morning. Speculation is the assault occurred when he put on his new album. Lego this week released a new Majestic Tiger playset. And apparently what makes the tiger majestic is his bright pink anus. It is the first time that Lego has given any product a little butthole. Don't worry, no plans for the little Lego people to have an anus because they'd be too sharp to wipe. Ow! I hurt myself wiping my... It's Lego. In sports, someone is attempting to sell an NFT of Antonio Brown taking off his jersey and quitting mid-game last week. In case you don't know what an NFT is, it stands for non-football troublemaker. And finally this morning, Virginia made international news this week when a judge here ruled against an international trademark on Gruyere cheese. Yeah, the suit was filed by French and Swiss cheesemakers saying that only cheese from the Gruyere region of Switzerland should have that name. But the judge said those traditions have eroded over the years and can no longer be protected. Legal experts say this does not bode well for a similar lawsuit filed recently in Dildo, Canada. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.